And now listen to the second broadcast. Honda.
Soichiro Honda had a childhood dream, to make cars. It was quite an ambitious dream, but he succeeded in making it come true. Honda, who was the son of a poor bicycle repairman, managed to build one of the largest automobile empires in the world. He first saw a car in 1913, at the age of 8. The miracle occurred when a Model T car showed up in the little Japanese village where he lived. Many years later, he told a reporter about this exhilarating experience. "It was the first automobile I had laid my eyes on. When it stopped, I saw oil dripping from the engine. How wonderful it smelled! I crawled on all fours, put my face on the ground, and started sniffing like a dog. I remember smearing oil over my hands and inhaling its odor. At that very moment, I started to dream about the day when I would make my own car, all by myself." Honda, the founder of the Japanese large car manufacturer, was born on the 17th of November, 1906. In his childhood, in order to help his father support the family, he worked with him in his bicycle repair shop. At the age of 16, he moved to Tokyo, where he made his first step toward realizing his long-cherished dream. He got a job as an apprentice in a car repair shop. When he was 22, he already had his own garage, which he sold 5 years later to become a partner in a company manufacturing car cylinders. In 1946, after World War II, he sold his part in the company to Toyota. He then began making motorcycles, or rather motorbikes, by mounting motors on bicycles. In a relatively short period of time, he became one of the top experts in Japan, and thus greatly contributed to the restoration of his country's economy, which had been ruined as a result of the war. Honda, who was both extremely talented and energetic, felt wonderful among his workers. He preferred manual work to business meetings. Even after becoming the general manager of a huge company, he would now and then dip his hands in grease to feel and smell it. Honda was an ardent racing car driver until he was injured in a crash when he was 30. However, he went on test driving every single new model produced by his company for another 35 years. Honda died on the 5th of August, 1991, at the age of 84. His children, a son and two daughters, did not inherit their father's empire. Unlike most Japanese, he had never allowed them to get involved in his business enterprises, claiming that Honda does not belong to the Hondas. Honda belonged to a select group of automobile manufacturers like Ford, Ferrari, Rolls and Royce, who lived to drive cars carrying their names.
Now you can finish answering the questions. Practice Paper 10, Part 2. Access to information from spoken texts. You're about to hear the text of your listening comprehension test, which will be spoken twice. Before the first broadcast, you may look at the questions. You may start answering the questions after the first broadcast. Now listen to the first broadcast. Every man for himself?